All right. What's up, fellas? We back at it again this morning. Today we're going to be talking about this whole amphibian problem we got going on, all right? So, as we all know, you know, amphibians live, you know, both in the ground and in the water at some point, all right? And they don't have very thick skin, so, you know, they're really exposed to all this stuff in the environment, all right? And so, did you know that they're actually, like, disappearing? According to a 2004 Global Amphibian Assessment, 33% of all known amphibians are threatened to extinction, and another 43% of the remaining 67% are declining, all right? So, you know, you're probably wondering, you know, what am I doing to this? Like, what the hell? All right, let me tell you, there's not one big problem we're doing, all right? It's all the small things, all right? So a couple of them are stuff like draining out the wetlands and stuff like that to make them lose their habitat. Another thing we're doing is we're using all kinds of pesticides in the land, and it kind of trickles into the water. So the tadpoles are getting it, and the frogs are getting it, bro. Like, that's crazy. All right. They're also getting affected by, like, droughts and stuff because, you know, they live in the water. Another thing, they're getting affected by parasites like worms and stuff because they lay their eggs in the water. And I guess that the worms will mess with the tad. I don't even know, bro. And so then, yeah. So now we've established what's going on, all right? Let me tell you why you should care. All right, I got three big reasons for you. First of all, the amphibians are a sensitive biological indicator of changes in the environment conditions, all right? And so without them, we don't really know what's going on, all right? Second, the adult amphibians play important roles in the biological communities, all right? So let's say all the frogs in the world disappeared, right? Dude, there'd be crickets everywhere, all right? We don't want that. And the third and final reason you should really care about these poor amphibians disappearing is because they are a genetic storehouse of pharmaceutical products waiting to be discovered, all right? Compounds in secretions from amphibian skin has been isolated and used as painkillers and antibiotics for all kinds of stuff like burns and like heart disease and stuff like that, all right? So, you know, and that's all we really got for you guys today. I'm really glad you guys stuck around for this whole 3 minutes. Have a great day.